Is it possible your child's school bus might be running a few minutes late this morning? With your KFM News Update, I'm Andrew White. First, just over 13,200 full-time students from Espanola and Manitoulin Island, along with Greater Sudbury, will be heading back to class today as school resumes for the Rainbow District School Board. Caitlin Dunn is with Sudbury Police and says when it comes to obeying crossing guards this morning as kids hop off to school, everyone must obey the stop sign held in the crossing guard's hand. No exceptions.
Failure to do so results in a $180 fine and 3 demerit points.
Across the school board, just over 1,500 students heading out this morning with backpacks on will be kindergartners, while 950 students are headed to grade 9. A special committee of North Bay City Council will consult with the public moving forward on a proposed replacement for the West Ferris Arena. This will include aspects like a geotechnical study on proposed sites for the new rink. Council approved the move last night at City Council, along with up to $60,000 in spending for the preliminary work. In international news this morning, reports indicate that the Northeast Caribbean, which include the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Cuba, have now all been hit with the Category 5 storm known as Hurricane Irma. It happened just after 1:30 a.m. today. Authorities had urged residents to seek protection from Irma's onslaught in a statement which ended with the words, "May God protect us all." President Donald Trump has declared states of emergency for Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, the Sudbury Student Services Consortium says a small number of bus routes, despite being the first day of school, do not have permanent drivers. And as such, a number of companies operating buses say that a number of their buses will be arriving late and leaving late from school today. The last reports say that some buses could be running as late as 45 minutes. And for more information or for local news and weather anytime, you can always head to our website, kfmradio.ca.